Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am Joey Real Talk Catrano.
And I'm Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
This is the Big J and BB Show.
Yeah, it's been a while, but we got plenty of new stuff. Like, where to follow us? Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow. It's official. Twitter is at BigJandBB. SoundCloud, you can search Big J and BB Show. And coming soon, YouTube, Big J and BB Show. And before we get things started, if you follow us on our pages, you'll notice we have a new logo, new social media banners. And that's a shout out to our buddy Josh Barlog. You can find him on Twitter. It's at Josh Barlog. Same on Instagram. And his website, joshbarlog.com. He'll take care of any of your design needs you need for your Twitter handle or your Twitter background, your Facebook background, stuff like that, for a great cause. So check him out, joshbarlog.com.
And I think you spell it just as it sounds, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just helping people out there.
There you go.
Yes, it has been a while, but we're back. This is our after work special.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So, you know, we're going to try to do these because now that we're on the same schedule, it's going to be a little easier.
Yep.
But yeah, starting things off, I'm just going to jump right into Nintendo.
Yep.
Pretty much all things related to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff got announced today, but before we get into that, Nintendo's releasing their online service, and that's coming on in September.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Kart is coming to your cellular devices, so see how that goes, how it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's better than Super Mario Run, because I know that was a bit of a disappointment. And on the subject of Super Mario Run, to celebrate Mario Day, which is March 10th, actually, I guess that's a thing, it will be free, or it'll be a cut in half, something like that. It's cheap, super cheap. You unlock every level. You can play the game. So if you haven't played it yet on your Apple device, there you go.
Oh, that's right. It's Apple on
there. Yep,
that's
Super Mario Run.
I never played it.
It's probably why it's shitty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And they're trying their hand at another movie. This time it's going to be an animated movie instead of that real-life movie.
I think it'll probably be better because it's animated.
Yeah, but then again, like, who's asking for a Mario movie?
I don't know who was asking for Mario cereal.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's Odyssey cereal. I'm all right with that. A lot of games were announced, a lot of ports, obviously, because that's kind of just what the Switch is, it's just a port.
Were you talking about the Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, well, more or less of, like, all the games that are coming to it, and I believe Crash Bandicoot was announced for it.
So, yeah, today they had their big Nintendo Direct thing at around 4 o'clock Central Time, and, my God, did Nintendo, because a lot of people are saying, wow, did Nintendo have the greatest first year for a console of all time? Arguably, it did. A lot of people said, well, you know, the Wii had a lot of steam, too, and it died out. So can the Switch have a great second year? And, yeah, they look like they're poised to. They announced Super Smash Bros. Coming later this year at some point to the Switch. I would assume it comes out around the same time as the online service. That would make sense. Crash Trilogy, which was rumored to be coming to the Switch, is confirmed to come to the Switch. South Park Fractured But Whole coming to the Switch, which is really cool. And Mario the Tennis Game, Aces, is coming June 22nd. And the rumor with the Pokemon game, they didn't confirm anything yet, but a lot of rumors swirling that it's a reset on the franchise. Whatever that means.
Yeah, so I don't know. Because if you're doing a reset, does that mean you're making a whole new Pokemon universe? Or you're just going back to Gen 1 and starting
from there? A lot of people are
saying,
is it like a Gen 1 reset where you go right back to Gen 1? Or is it kind of like how Black and Silver or Black and White did it? Where it was like a kind of a reset, but not kind of a, reset.
Yeah, it'd be definitely interesting to see what they do to it. If it's going to be more of like a stadium, Coliseum,
right.
XD, whatever. So I'm excited for it. Another thing I'm excited about that Nintendo's doing, it's for the 3DS, but they're remaking the original Luigi's Mansion. And I beat that game probably about 8 or 9 times, like, easy. So I'm definitely very excited for it. I mean, once again, Nintendo's just killing it.
Yeah, they their Nintendo Switch sales tripled PS4's first year sales in Japan. They've sold over 3.8 million so far in the first year in Japan. That's insane.
That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, the Switch had a great first year. It's been documented. Like I said, I was also kind of like, well, I wonder what they do in the second year. You know, we're assuming we get some type of talk about a Pokemon game. Metroid, you know, stuff like that. I do know there's a new Toad game they announced coming out. Kirby All-Stars comes out this month. But the big thing was showing Super Smash Bros. because you got to hit your main franchises. You know, like I'm anticipating a Mario Party at some point. Like, it would be perfect.
I want the good Mario Party from, like, GameCube.
Yeah, that was fun. Just don't use a broken controller, but super fun. Yeah. Super fun. Yeah, I think Nintendo had a great... I forgot the Direct was today anyway. And then, like, I go and I see Twitter blowing up about it. I'm like, what the hell? And I watched the teaser for Smash Bros. And I was like, oh, my God. This is it. They also have a really cool amiibo coming out for Dark Souls. Yeah. That's so cool. So... Nintendo's doing a great job. We're only in March, and they're already doing a great job this year, so.
Yeah, so there's a lot more to come.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited to buy one.
Yeah, I I can't wait to
continue buy more stuff of them, yeah.
Speaking of that, since we're on the conversation of playing stuff, what are you playing right now, Ryan?
Currently playing Dragon Ball FighterZ. It's actually really fun. I don't know if I necessarily need the central hub thing in the beginning of the game, but it's cool. I like it. I've just been doing the story mode, just kind of trying to get a grasp of the controls. It looks great. It sounds great. It plays great. Playing a lot of Overwatch. Hear the dogs out. So unlocking those skins, along with their Widowmaker skin that came out for StarCraft celebrating their 20 years. So that's really cool. Yep.
Or Kerrigan. Yeah, that one.
So that's really cool. But that's what I've been playing. What you been playing?
Well, before I get into that, did you know, since you know you're playing Dragon Ball FighterZ, did you know that it sold over 2 million copies?
That is, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And 1.5 million of those were digital, which is a record for fighting games.
Yeah, it had a huge, you know what though, on top of that, it had from the first month it launched to the next, it had like an 85% drop-off rate.
Ah.
So that's insane, which is huge. You know,
is it, though? Because how many games have been so much hype and then just a huge drop-off?
I did see that the 85% is like the biggest drop-off in recent memory, which is
compared
weird.
To even like Destiny 2?
That's what I was thinking, too. Maybe it's just for fighting games. Yeah. But yeah, I like the game. I think it's super fun. If you like DBZ and you like a Marvel versus Capcom feel, you'll love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like to get my hands on it. It looks fun. I'm not into fighting games, but like that style, that's what I'm into. Yeah, but I'm playing a lot of 3DS. I've been playing switching off between Mario and Luigi Dream Team, huge RPG, a lot of going into like the dream world, real world, and doing a bunch of different abilities. Very, very fun. I like customizing my Mario and Luigi guys, and then been playing Kirby Robo Land. Something with robots and Kirby's. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm just switching between those two at the moment and having a shit ton of fun.
That's awesome.
Going back to, you know, the news that we got for you. There's quite a bit. I'm just kind of spitballing here.
Yeah, but, I was like, if you need me to tag me in, bro, I'm ready.
Well, your list is a little more organized than mine. I have to, like, back out. Yeah. But, we'll go to, like, PUBG and Fortnite, which is a big battle that's going back and forth. Some would say it's a battle royale.
Oh, my God.
I hate
Victory
it.
Royale.
So, PUBG in 8 months hits $712 million. I'm assuming that's American.
Yeah.
Which is more than Overwatch and CSGO combined, which is actually pretty ridiculous.
Which is also 12%. Of responsible 12% of all PC game revenue, which is insane. Now that statistic is from December. It was at the end of the year. So in that 1 year, that's what they did. I don't even think it was out for a whole year.
It was not.
It wasn't. So I mean, that's nuts. I mean, it really is. But then you look on the flip side of Fortnite Battle Royale. It's massive. It was on the news. Like, it was on the Today Show about parents need to watch their kids with these games. And I was like, bro, it's Fortnite. Like, what are they going to learn? To build a bridge out of midair? Like, what?
Right.
I think it's a really fun game. I wish it's something I'd get a little bit more into, but I kind of feel like I need a squad, which, I mean, you do. I would like to have, like, a group of people that like to play it.
My brother, Nick, Michael, they all play it, like, almost constantly.
Yeah, they got, like, their own thing, though.
Well, I mean, if you want a group, you're going to have to join that group.
No, I want, like, you.
No.
And Dan.
No.
Squad.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but
moving on.
You know, Fortnite passes PUBG with 3.4 million concurrent players.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I personally like Fortnite more. I think it looks cooler. It feels cooler. It's just different. I don't know. PUBG to me gets boring. Like, I don't know how people play it all the time, but it just feels boring to me. At least Fortnite's a little bit different because of all the building and stuff like that. And yeah. There's more customization to your people.
Yeah, but I mean, people, like, if you want to play a real man's game, you play PUBG. Like, I don't think that's a real man's game at all.
Nah, it's okay.
Like, if you want to play a real man's game, play fucking...
That's in Dungeons & Dragons, bro.
I mean, I guess. I mean, really, is any game a real man's game? Like, are really men playing video games? Probably not. They're probably playing fucking football and basketball.
Well, they get a hold, dude.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's racquetball.
I'm not getting concussions playing video games.
You don't know
unless
that.
Unless I'm raging real hard. Like, if I'm real tilted, maybe.
You get a bouncy TV, throw the controller, bounces right back. Shit. I could see it happen. It's happened before.
I bet it has.
Getting some disappointing news. So we'll do high and lows here. EA delays Anthem to 2019.
Yeah.
A little upset about that.
Yeah. You know, Anthem to me, I'm trying really hard not to get too hyped about it anyway. Because... if you look at it, like, okay, they stopped Mass Effect, right? Now here's Anthem. So I'm interested. I mean, like, I'll see how it is. I do like that they're pushing it back, hopefully doing a little bit more work to it, taking the time to make the game refined and really good. Because you don't want to just push it out, you know, and it'd be some shitty game, which is, like, a total EA thing to do. So I'm happy they're taking the time with it. We'll see what it leads to next year. Hopefully they don't scale-bound it.
Oh, dude. I'd be
God, that was the most heartbreaking news. I'll never forget telling you guys that. We're like, no!
Dude, that one still hurts.
It still does, dude. The game
looks
so cool.
You take away
cool.
Anthem from me, too? I don't know if I can play video games anymore. JK. I'd probably be playing them forever. Red Dead 2 is also delayed till October.
Again, you know, Rockstar's new, you know, it's done are notorious for that. They've done it with Grand Theft Auto in the past, too, so... I'm cool with them pushing it back, making sure it's good. Like I said, with Anthem refined and stuff like that. So, especially with games like that that are massive worlds and stuff, I'm glad they take the time to make sure it's okay.
Yeah, you got to fine-tune it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're continuing with the bad news, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, then I guess I'll just skip the next one.
No, I meant you could keep going.
Oh, I don't consider this bad news. Oh. But EA also announced another Battlefield coming. Whoop-de-fucking-do. I don't think anybody's wanting that.
I would say bad news because it's actually coming at all.
It's not?
No, it is. That's what I'm saying. It's bad news because why are you even having it?
Oh, well, I was just going to skip it all together because, I mean, who wants it? Speaking of who wants it, Black Ops 4 is a thing.
Yeah, we really are bouncing around here. Black Ops 4 is coming out. It's going to be... the trailer's going to come out May 17th. The game's launching October 12th. I don't give a shit. Moving on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be another Call of Duty...
I'm sure Melissa's happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few people happy, to be honest with
you. A lot
of
12-year-olds.
You know. Yeah. It happens. Yeah, Pokemon Go is still pretty popular. We went out, actually, the other week. Sunday.
Night. Yeah.
And tried to get some Rayquazas. I luckily got one. And
I did not. Definitely yeah. Go out this weekend because that's my favorite legendary is Rayquaza. So.
I like the whale, but I couldn't.
Okay.
We went on, like, the last hour, and there were no raids open.
Tough time. Really hoping it warms up soon so we can try and play. I want to catch them all, man. I love playing. It's so fun to do when there's nothing else to go on. You're like, fuck it.
Well, like I said, like, when we're off on summer nights and it's nice, we're like, fuck, let's go to Plainfield, walk around. Yeah, like, I'll do
walk
that.
Around the park, catch Pokemon.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Yeah. So where I was going with that is, you know, you get the legendaries are out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last week for Rayquaza, and that's it. But a lot of more just Gen 3s pumping out and getting more and more of them.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the weather-based system that they're doing.
That's really cool.
With the Pokemon, it's really cool. I haven't... I guess the raid or the battle system was a little different when we raided.
Yeah, there's now a button to press for your special instead of holding it.
So it's a little different.
Better indication of when you have it.
Yeah, I think the game will continue to get better over time. You know, I think... like. It's not something where I think the game is going to die out. There's just too much. There's too much Pokemon for it to die out.
Yeah.
There's always people that... the same people that play it on the DS are going to play it on their phone. So.
Well.
Yeah.
Us. I mean, yeah. So, yeah. Monster Hunter World, which, by the way, looks phenomenal and is apparently one of the highest rated games. Mm-hmm. It, It becomes the fastest selling Capcom game of all time.
Yeah.
And it shipped over 7.5 million copies.
Yeah, it like shattered their records, supposedly. Yeah. I've heard rumors that Capcom's done this before, trying to say like Resident Evil 5 was their best selling, but like the numbers say it weren't.
Yeah,
worked.
But Resident Evil 5 didn't like get rated that great.
Right, Monster Hunter World has been rated really high. My brother literally every day is like, I kind of want to just buy it. He's like, I think I'm just going to buy it. And I was like, okay.
Monster Hunter games are fun.
I mean, I'd play it.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
Speaking of monsters, Monster Inc. showed up in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, and their theme song's awesome. It gets me hyped. It's on my playlist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd really dig it.
Want to give us a little taste of it?
No.
No?
No. No, no, I don't have it mesmerized. I'm memorized right now. Okay. Get me back next podcast.
All
right.
But, yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 is still a thing. They still want to make it. They still want it to be like, hey, it's coming out, but we'll fucking see.
So the first half of the game is 95% done. The second half is about 80% done. So I'm guessing 2021 we finally get a Kingdom Hearts 3.
So probably by the time the PS5 and the Xbox, whatever they're calling the next one, comes out.
Yeah, could be.
And then it's going to be, oh, well, we're just going to make a remaster for it. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest with you, I'm probably not going to buy Kingdom Hearts 3. I'll just wait till it gets remade for the next system so it actually looks cool and works properly. Because, I mean, what's the point of me getting this?
It looks just fine on these.
You don't know that.
I mean, I guess.
Not in the next 3-4 years. So, eventually they'll get their heads out of their asses and be like,
they are
going to
give
it.
Stuff at E3 for it, so we will see. Which is in June. We're almost there.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited for this E3. Mm-hmm. Oh, and speaking of that, Division 2 got announced as well, since I just thought about it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, is he going there?
I'm slightly hyped for it.
Yeah, I am.
Because the first one was so good, but it just, like, there were just too many flaws. Still, if you fix those flaws, then it's like,
it still has a total of 20 million people, though.
Yeah,
across
which is
all
insane.
Platforms.
We had a couple of people we work with that's all they play. Like, they love, like, their Division playing is the equivalent of me Destiny playing at the time. It was like,
yeah,
that
I
was
mean,
it.
I look at it like, I heard the last update that came out was really great. Like, it was awesome. And I'm like, damn, like, do I really want to reinstall this game? I don't know.
I mean, I thought about it. The survival mode looks pretty cool, but I'll probably never play it again. Yeah. There's too much other stuff, and I think you mentioned it before about the Spyro trilogy, but there's a Spyro trilogy.
Yeah, it is coming. Yeah,
it's going to be the original ones?
Yes.
Oh.
Original 3.
Oh, my God. I'm
right?
Sorry, I'm getting hot and bothered over here. Especially if that comes with a Switch, because best believe I'm buying it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to buy for whatever it comes out on, honestly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, now you got a PS4, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming to Xbox. They're all kind of,
I think it will eventually. I think it'll take the same path Crash has taken.
Yeah.
You know, you start on your PlayStation, because that's where you're from. They'll go to the Switch, because Nintendo and them are, you know, buddies. And then it'll get to Xbox, probably eventually.
Yep. Black Panther is a movie that came out. I did not see it, so I'm going to let you.
Black Panther,
a
really great movie. You know, I think the timing of the movie was perfect for how well it's done. If it was just a regular which it is a superhero movie, don't get me wrong. But I think if it was different, you know, like the timing was different, it probably wouldn't have sold as much as it did, even though it's great. I think it's outstanding. It's probably, I don't know if I'll say top 5 Marvel film for me. I have to watch it again before I decide that. But it's made, it's approaching the billion mark. It's past Jumanji already, which is, you know, like, it's made a lot of money. And in 4 days, it hit $241.96 million, and that passed Justice League's entire theater run in 4 days. You know, like I said, I think the timing is right with the whole, you know, the movement and everything with the you know, Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. Like, this was a really big movie for African Americans, I think. I think it was huge for them.
Well,
and
honestly, probably just, like, Africans in general, because it takes place there.
Right,
so.
Wakanda. So, yeah. I mean, I think it was massive for that, and that appeal alone. You didn't just bring in superhero fans. You brought in just regular people that just wanted to see the movie because they want to see how Marvel was
portraying
with the main. I'm not going to say it's the first black superhero movie because it's not, because of Blade and, you know, Hancock, and there's other.
Yeah, but you gotta think those weren't like big movies. This is a Marvel movie, in the
but
universe.
It's because of how Marvel's built their universe. Yeah, it's a big movie. So I think this was really cool. It's a great movie. I highly recommend seeing it if you haven't. It's still out there. And Marvel also announced with Infinity Wars getting bumped up a week to April 27th, which is huge. I'm finally going to go see another IMAX movie because I haven't done it in so long, but I think this deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
It's built on, like, 12 years of, like, oh, my God, I don't know.
I'm kind of nervous.
I am, too. Did you see the new photos? He's, like, has his fist in the air, Thanos, and he's, like, crushing a moon from the sky and pulling it down. It's insane.
Man.
Insane.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking on Marvel a little bit, they're restarting their comics in May.
So, if you follow the Facebook page, posted the first issue of the Avenger comic, which is, well, I will pick that up, I will read that, because instead of all the different Avenger side projects, this is it. This is the only Avenger comic you're going to get, this main one. It looks super interesting. A lot of their guys are getting resets, like Thor, Venom, Black Panther, Deadpool, Logan, a few other ones. They're all getting reset. It's like their eighth reset in like 4 years. So it's a little crazy. You know, you talk about Rebirth, which is what they're trying to do. DC had a great Rebirth, right? I would almost say they had the greatest Rebirth of the year, but Nintendo did because they relaunched the Switch. And that was a huge Rebirth for them. So Marvel just does it too much. But I am excited because I was behind on a bunch of comics. Now I kind of get to reset. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, as long as you keep up with it, it'd be pretty interesting and good to read it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for Burnout Paradise to be remastered. That's coming out in March.
Yep.
So I'm a little excited for it.
I would be too.
When does that come out? It's going to come out soon.
I think it's toward the end of March, maybe.
Is it?
Because Far Cry 5 is the same way.
Well, speaking of Far Cry 5, I guess we'll jump to that. Getting a lot of stuff, like, I read something that there's going to be no type of microtransactions.
Yeah.
There's going to be no loot boxes, which is cool. It's a game that doesn't need it.
Yeah.
I'm just really hyped. I'm just so glad they're finally going back to the roots of Far Cry of, here's a gun, and here's a bunch of people, and kill them however you want. I love that. That's Far Cry.
I think it's a cool story, the whole Americana thing that they got going on. It's in Montana, right?
Yeah. It's in Hope or something, New Hope. I don't know. Yeah. Something. It's not a real place, but it's in Montana. Mm-hmm. And I like it because it kind of goes off of what's going on in America. So it'd be very cool to see how it's going to like go down. And I'm definitely picking it up and definitely going to play the crap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. Sorry. Missed up. So we have January's top selling games.
Yeah.
Is February's out yet? Because they usually wait like
they
a
wait
month.
A little bit. It's almost towards the end of March we'll get it.
So, for January, the top 10. We have Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yep.
Call of Duty World War II. I could kind of see that after the holidays, but that's still kind of surprising to me. PUBG. That's typical. I could see that. What's still surprising me is GTA 5 is constantly on there. Yep. Constantly.
And that's why there's no rush to make a 6th, honestly.
I heard someone saying, when are they making GTA 6?
Yeah,
why?
About that.
Why do you need a 6?
You don't.
There's no need.
Yeah.
You know what we need to look up for the next podcast is how many months has GTA 5 been the top selling game?
I would almost bet it's since launch.
Because that's got to be breaking like some type of statistic.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
NBA 2K18. I think that's on there again. That was on before.
Yeah, a lot of sport games were.
Super Mario Odyssey, if you know the Switch wasn't enough for you in that game. Legend of Zelda, boom. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. All on there again. And Madden 18. So obviously, between Madden and NBA 2K, those are probably the best sports games you're going to grab. So, plenty of people playing it. So if you're online, go ahead, jump on it.
Yeah, I mean, and with GTA 5, it has been in the top 10 since launch, and it's the top-selling video game of all time in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
With over 85 million copies.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
that's a lot.
It's just a game that continues to build on itself, so it doesn't surprise me that it's still in there all the time. I mean, a little bit. I mean, not as surprised as I was when Siege got in there. That really threw me off, but You know, it's cool. I mean, they're doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I now that I'm back home, I'm gonna start playing that again too once I get my computer up and running. So, great game. We're getting into some Overwatch news here. We have the Overwatch League, and it's been a while since we talked. So the stage one has ended,
Oh yeah,
correct?
so stage one ended. London ended up winning it all. They had to play like 14 maps or something like that that final day, which to win it. Now it's been changed. The playoffs will actually take place on the Sunday, not the Saturday, right after the regular matches are done. All games start at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday through Friday. Saturday they got bumped later to start at 3 Pacific time. So there's that. Korea has started off stage two after not making it in the playoffs the first time because only three teams get in each stage. Seoul's 6-0 so far this stage. They have not lost a map yet, which is pretty impressive. LA's looked really good. The Valiant, not the Gladiators, are okay. New York is obviously still the top team in general. So right now, where it stands in the Atlantic Division, New York is top with London and Houston. Philadelphia and Boston following suit, and then the 1-13 Florida Mayhem, which are just, they're not very good. And the Pacific Division, you got Seoul Korea, LA Valiant, LA Gladiators, San Francisco Shock, Dallas, and Shanghai, who's still looking for a win. So it's been good. I mean, I like a lot of the changes. The meta changed, obviously, in this stage where Mercy got nerfed, so you're seeing a lot more different support characters get played, which is cool. A lot more Lucio, a lot more Ana. I like that.
But see, I seen something, I think it was this morning. Mercy's still the top five hero played
She
in
should
all
be.
divisions,
She should
so.
be. I mean,
She's
why
still a
not? She
great
still has
hero.
a res.
Yep.
She still has Valkyrie, which is a still a kind of like a massive AoE healing because she's over in the air and she can get to everybody easy. It's still a very valuable hero for support, but I understand, like, I guess Moira is like at one point was jumping her, which makes sense. Moira with her damage orb, especially when she could reach from so far range. Like, I mean, it makes sense why heroes like that get used. On the pro level, I love seeing pro Lucios and Annas. It's great to watch.
Yeah, because a good Ana, but like a sleep dart could shut down anybody, really. So, I mean, if you're into Overwatch and you want to watch people play like you never thought the game could be
Oh
played
my God,
before, watch the
some of
League.
the McCree and Widow play is just insane, man.
Yeah, all the flicking, and they're just like dead, 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 and you're just like, I didn't
Then
even
you
see
want to
them.
play those characters, and you're like, I'm not nearly as good at
Yeah,
this.
or you see like a good Zenyatta just sniping people, you're like, I could do
Do that?
that. You go out there and just the diva's punching you in the back. Yeah.
They also picked up a lot of sponsorships with T-Mobile, Toyota, Sour Patch Kids. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, everybody's jumping on because they see what's happening and might as well. And it's just going to go up because we got more teams coming and it's going to be great. And Hero 27 has been announced and released on the PTR. Her name's Brigitte, but.
Brigitte.
Depends, I guess, what kind of language you speak.
I guess so.
But she's a support slash tanky
Weird,
slash
dude.
kind
Was
of an
not what I
asshole.
expected at all. I expected her probably just to be a straight up tank. But they gave her a support role, which is really cool.
Well, if you think about it, if she's a mixture between Torb and Ryan, it makes perfect sense. Because I would consider Torb a support. If Symmetra's a support, why isn't Torb?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so they give armor, have shields. And then you just throw in a heal, and it's like a mixture of all of them.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be really cool to play. I think she'll be super useful eventually in the meta. Once people understand how to play her, she'll be super, super useful. And you might see more tanks because of it. Because she, you know, with the armor and everything she gives you, I'm a huge fan of her. I can't wait to actually get to play her because I'm not on a PTR because I'm on an Xbox. But I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I like to see another defensive character, like someone who's like actually defensive, or maybe rework the defensive and make them specialists.
Well, I
You know,
know they are
something.
reworking Hanzo, as I've been told. I've heard,
Yeah,
not been
there's a
told.
couple different reworks going on, so we'll see who gets neutered and who gets OP, OP, OP.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we went through a lot.
You want me to continue?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
All right, I'll find it for you.
That was a
Ubisoft buys Blue Mammoth Games. They're the developers of actually the most popular fighting game on Steam, which is Brawlhalla. Never heard of it. Don't know if you did.
I've played it. It's pretty fun.
Pretty cool. Nintendo officially confirmed that Mario is indeed a plumber again. And I
Weird.
only put that because I think we just had that conversation the other day with somebody about how they're not a plumber.
Sam.
But yeah, about Sam. Yep. But they are. Kobe, he's done it all. He's won NBA titles. He's won MVPs. He won an Oscar for best animated short for his basketball. Thank you, basketball, I think it's called. I think that's what it was called. I didn't even know that was up for an Oscar. I remember watching it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then he won an Oscar, and I was like, holy shit, Kobe won an Oscar. Like, that's. Fuck everyone else. He won a goddamn Oscar. I'm shocked. What else? Oh, here's the good one. So, well, we'll end on that note. Jurassic World announced a new game. It uses AR. It's just like Pokemon Go. Little different, though. It's coming out this spring. It has battles. You can create your own dinosaur. There's a lot of cool shit in it, it looks like. It comes out in the spring. And I've got myself on a list so I'll know when it comes out so I can download it. And then let
Nice.
everybody know how it is. That's all Nintendo news. So where I want to kind of end it on was, so more shootings obviously been occurring here in America. And what did they do? What did the president of the United States do? Because a lot of people on the left side are pushing for more gun control laws. But what did the president of the United States do? He pushed the blame on video games. He tweeted out with his fingers, oh yeah, we gotta talk about the video games. Really? You think that's to blame?
I was going to bring that up, that there was a meeting today with Trump
Yeah.
and game
Yeah,
leaders,
that
designers,
frustrates the
whatever.
shit out of me. There's a lot of politicians that came out and said, okay, let's not try and let this distract us from the real issue. Video games are not the issue. They're just not. I'm damn near 26 years old and I've been playing video games for over half my life and I've never felt the need to go shoot somebody. And I've played whether it's a brutal video game or an easygoing video game, never felt it.
Shit, I've played Manhunt.
Right?
Which is a rated A game. I've never wanted to go and just like stab someone's eyes out.
Yeah. I think the video is on YouTube now. If you can see the scenes that Trump showed in the presentation from some of the violent games.
Which are games that actually either don't exist or clips that aren't from a video game.
Yeah, like some of them was like from Fallout 4, and I was like, I don't remember even seeing that.
Yeah, a lot of it was edited. It
Yes.
wasn't actual play.
But I mean, to me, that frustrates me. Let's not push the blame on video games like that. Like I said, there's plenty of people that play video games that don't feel that way. Now, I will also say, I think, at least we're speaking for both of us, we're both mentally stable, so maybe it's a little different. But it comes on the parents too. The parents can control these kids, what games they get. That's why there's ratings to these games. So, but that definitely like rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, okay, really? We're gonna push the blame on video games here? All right.
Blame's got to go somewhere.
And it seems to always come to video games.
Well, because it's becoming so popular.
Yeah.
So, does that wrap it up since you just stopped
Oh,
abruptly?
sorry. Yeah, that about does it. Yeah.
I'll throw in one more thing. It's not related to what we just talked about, like at that last part, but I guess Black Ops 4 could be using Blizzard's Battle.net system.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty cool. So Blizzard's taking more control of their Activision titles. So see how that works, and if we get more Blizzard, pushy games, they'll probably be pretty decent.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. So that wraps up our half-assed podcast, I'll call it, because we're really rusty.
I didn't
And
feel like it was half-assed. I feel like, there was just a lot to discuss. It's been
I
a while.
guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
It'll be a little crisper. I even
Yeah.
got a quote this time.
Oh, really?
I did.
All right,
yeah.
well, before you do that,
Where
tell
do they
them,
find
yeah,
us?
where are we at?
Oh, it's facebook.com/BigJandBBShow. On Twitter, you can find us at BigJandBBShow. On YouTube, SoundCloud, Big J and BB Show. So check us out on there. Let us know what you think. What we should talk about in the next podcast. We will get to it.
All right, and what's the quote?
We all make choices in life, but in the end, our choices make us. Andrew Ryan, Bioshock.
You stay game in Chicago.